Since it is Thanksgiving, the week of Thanksgiving, I wanted to look at some verses that kind of lead us in that direction. In Psalm 92 is a psalm of praise to the Lord for his goodness. It says, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmonious sound. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold your enemies, O Lord. For behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I've been anointed with fresh oil. My eyes have also seen my desire. My eye also has seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bear fruit in old age. They shall be strong, but they shall be fresh and flourishing. To declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him." That's a great psalm. There's so much that is in that one psalm. But it all starts off by saying, it is a good thing. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises to his name, to sing praises to your name, O Most High. The psalmist is identifying how good it is to give thanks to the Lord. It is a good thing. It's a delightful thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to his name. You know, as you start on a Monday, oftentimes on Monday, we're coming off the weekend, and all of a sudden we look and we realize we were relaxing, we were away from all the stresses and the things of workplace and the things that the week tends to bring to us. We're away from all that, but now we have Monday, we're looking at all the things that are before us, our responsibilities, the things that have to get done, maybe some of the problems that we have at the workplace or with our situations. Monday's kind of the hard day because it gets us back into the swing of things. Monday is the best day to be reading a psalm like this or reading a word like this. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It's a good thing. It's a delightful thing. We should be starting off. It doesn't matter. As you started off today, as you're getting ready for the day, you were probably looking ahead and thinking about the things that were ahead of you today, the things that are on your schedule, your calendar for today, thinking about the responsibilities you had, the things you had to get done, the people you're going to have to deal with or talk to, some of the situations that you knew were going to come up, you'd have to face, you'd have to deal with. And then you look ahead to the rest of the week and you know the things that are on your schedule for the rest of the week. And there's always some things that are in front of us that we kind of dread having to deal with. And so those are in the back of our mind. If you got something you have to deal with on Thursday, it's Monday and you're already thinking, well, I got a few days, but it's already in the back of your mind. That's why Mondays are such a good day to start off with this knowledge. It's a good thing, a delightful thing to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It's a good thing. It's a delightful thing. You know, rather than having your Monday start off with just focus on all the difficulties, the problems, the things you don't want to have to deal with, the concerns, the worries, the situations you know you're going to have to face and deal with, rather than thinking about those things, instead, Monday's a great day to start off by don't worry about those things. Don't even look at your schedule. Don't even think about it. The first thoughts that should be in our mind on Monday morning, and this is true for every morning, but it seems to be of heightened importance on Mondays. The first thing we should be thinking about every morning and on Mondays, the first thing we should be thinking about is the goodness of the Lord and the good things that he's given us. And as the psalmist goes through in verse number 10, we saw that he said, "But my horn you've exalted." He's talking about his strength. He's saying, "You've given me strength, O Lord. You've anointed me with oil." These are realizations of the strength For the psalmist, and this is true, even more true for you and I, for the psalmist, this is the psalmist realizing the strength that he has in the Lord and the anointing that he has set aside, that he has that anointing, that that outpouring of God upon his life. And again, this is much more true for you. Rather than thinking about and focusing on the problems, the difficulties, you know, the things that lay ahead, we spend so much time obsessing over and being concerned about things that haven't even yet taken place. Things we're just anticipating or worried might take place or stressed because we know we're going to have to deal with them sometime later on this week. Or maybe it's just later on today. But you're already putting your mind and your heart and your thought towards those things. You're worrying towards those things. Instead, follow the example of the psalmist who realizes it's a good and delightful thing to give thanks to the Lord. Here's what happens when you give thanks to the Lord. Because when you got up this morning, you had just two choices. You could either start worrying, stressing, obsessing over the things that are ahead of you today, or you could set all that aside, not even worry about what's coming today. We spend so much time worrying about things that haven't even taken place yet and may never take place. And usually they're never nearly as bad as we anticipate when we dread them anyway. But you can either focus on those things which you have no control over and haven't even transpired yet, or you can make the choice to look towards the Lord and to give thanks to Him and to praise Him because He's worthy of praise, but to thank Him. When you're thanking the Lord, you're giving an acknowledgement. With your mouth, you are acknowledging your confidence and your faith in Him. You're thanking Him for the things that He's done, and you're thanking Him for the things that you know He's done that you haven't even seen yet. This is why it is a good and a delightful thing to give thanks to the Lord. You know, when you give thanks to the Lord, it does something in you. If I started off today and all I focused on and all my mind was on was the concerns, the worries, the anxieties, the things that I was anticipating, the things that I can't control and may not even take place, but I'm worried about them. If I started off by thinking about those things, guess what? I was already defeated before I left my driveway. I was already defeated for the day. I'd already assured some of the misery I was anticipating, I'd already put into place. I'd already assured bad things that I expected to come to pass that day. But instead, and this is the great thing about giving thanks, if I am thanking Him in advance, there's something that takes place inside of us when we express the gratefulness in our hearts. Something takes place in us because it takes faith to express gratefulness. And it's one thing to express gratefulness for the things you've already seen, and that's important. It's imperative to give Him the praise for the things He's already done. But there's something else altogether when we're giving thanks for things that we have not yet seen. But that is an expression of our faith. When you are thanking God, when I got up this morning, if I obsessed over the concerns and the worries, and every one of us can look at things today or this week and think, oh, I've got so much to get done this week, and I'm stressed over how I'm going to get it done. Or instead, and all that's going to do, if those were my thoughts, if those were the thoughts in my mind today, guess what? I prepared myself to be stressed all day, and I probably will be. Or I could have made the choice of just praising Him and thanking Him. Thanking Him in advance. Looking ahead and not worried about what's going to happen later on today or what's going to happen this week or how I can get everything done in a short week. But instead thanking Him. Knowing that He is faithful. Knowing that He is good. Knowing that He sees things that I can't see. Knowing that He loves me and He takes care of me. Having the trust and the confidence. There's something that takes place inside of us when we express thanks. Something that takes place in our soul. But when we express thanks for things we haven't even seen yet, those are expressions of faith. That is thankfulness from a heart that is operating in faith. That's why the psalmist says it's good and delightful. Because when you do that, it does something to your very soul. Your soul is your mind, your thoughts, your personality, it's your will. It's that unique creation of you, but it centers in your mind and your thoughts and that eternal creation of you. When you start to give thanks, when you are thankful to Him, even before you see things, it does something in your soul. When you express thanksgiving, it does something in your soul. When you express with words your gratitude and your thankful heart, it does something in your soul. It does something in your mind and your thoughts. And it changes your mind and your thoughts so that your mind and your thoughts line up with Him and with His Word. So rather than having already defeated myself for the day because I started off the day by worrying and stressing and obsessing over things that I'm worried about today or worried about this week that I don't even have any control over because it's not even here yet. It's not even a reality. It hasn't even taken place yet. I can either obsess and think about those things and then I've defeated myself before I even leave the house. I'm already defeated. Or I can start my day by thanking Him, offering words of thanks, and it does something to my soul. It changes my soul, my mind, my thinking. Then my mind and my thoughts line up with Him. And when my mind and my thoughts line up with Him, guess what? That anxiety and that fear is displaced. And it's replaced with His peace, with His comfort, with those things that can only come from Him. It is good and a delightful thing to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Now he goes on in verse number 2 to say, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. You know, in the Old Testament, what the psalmist is talking about here, under the Old Testament law, they had offerings. Offerings were made unto the Lord every morning and every night. And so what he's talking about is to declare your loving kindness in the morning and faithfulness every night. These are sacrifices they made to acknowledge the goodness of God. These are sacrifices that are made to cover sins. These are sacrifices that were made because God was not dwelling in man, but he dwelled and would dwell with man in the Holy of Holies. And see, these are sacrifices that were made, but the principle is still true. And I love the fact that the heart of the psalmist was, they are making their sacrifices to the Lord every morning and every night. But this is the principle, to show forth loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. That's a good reminder for us that this is what should be, our attitude should be. There's many people that I've told, if you're going through a portion of your life where you're just struggling, depression is hard to put at bay. It seems to dominate your thoughts and you just have a hard time getting past it. Sometimes we just go through periods of our life where we're just kind of down and it's hard to get back up again. Or sometimes we're just going through outright depression. Sometimes we struggle. And what I've told people time and time again, here's the best way to change, to turn that all around. How do you get that changed? You make the diligent choice to express your faith and your confidence, your love for Jesus Christ in the morning and in the evening. What I always tell people is, let your last thoughts, when you lay your head down at night, let your last thoughts as you are going off to sleep, let your last thoughts be on the Lord, be on His faithfulness, be on His goodness. Let your last thoughts be thoughts of gratitude and thanks. Let your last thoughts be thoughts about the Word of God, maybe a word you read today. Let your last thoughts just be with Him. And it's going to affect the sleep that you have during the night. It's going to affect your whole demeanor, even as you're sleeping. And then let your thoughts when you wake up, let your first thoughts in the morning not be thoughts on, oh, well, here's my schedule today. Oh, man, the alarm clock just went off. Oh, I got to get up. What am I going to wear? Oh, I've got that important meeting, you know, this morning. Our first thoughts always go to things like that. But instead, make the diligent choice to, when you get up, the first thoughts, when you wake up, as soon as you wake up, before you even roll out of bed, let your first thoughts in the morning be thoughts of Jesus Christ. Let Him speak to you. Let your thoughts and your mind be on Him. If your first thoughts in the morning when you wake up and your last thoughts at night are on Him, watch how that changes your whole demeanor. There's a lot of reasons for that, which I don't have time for this morning. There's a lot of reasons for that, but that is just a principle you can apply to your life starting today. Let your last thoughts tonight be thoughts on Jesus Christ and your first thoughts tomorrow morning on Him. Let your thoughts be thoughts of thankfulness and gratitude rather than complaining about the things that you don't see or you don't have. Rather than that, be thankful for the promises, the promised land that's in front of you, the promises that He's already established for you. Haven't seen them yet. See, the problem the Israelites had when they were in the wilderness was they were complaining all the time because of the wilderness that they were in. They were complaining. Now, God met their needs. But rather than every day complaining what they should have been doing, they had promises. They had a promised land. A promised land was where God had established every promise, everything they needed. He had already provided it for them. They hadn't arrived at it yet, but it was there. It was done. It was established for them. They had to get there. So they could have been thankful and thanking Jesus or thanking God for the fact that he had prepared the promised land for them. They could have been thankful for that, thankful that he was meeting their needs in the wilderness, and thankful for what he had already established, even though they couldn't see it yet. Then they would have walked into it. But you know what? None of those who left Egypt ever, except for Joshua and Caleb, none of them ever set foot in the promised land because they were complaining all the time. It's easy to complain about today, but rather than complaining, make the choice to have a thankful heart. To have a heart that says, I may not see your answer right now, but I know that you're faithful, Jesus. So even though I can't see the promises and the deliverance and the victory, I know it's there. In the same way that the Israelites couldn't see the promised land, but it was already there and established for them. They just had to walk into it. In the same way, we can say, I'm thankful to you, Jesus, because I know that you have established my answers and my deliverance. It's already done. It is already readied for me. I thank you for it. I'm going to walk. Keep walking in faith in you. And I'm going to thank you and praise you as I'm walking. It changes your entire outlook. It changes your ability to receive the good things that Jesus has. It changes everything about your life, and it also affects the lives of those around you. It is a good thing. It's a good and delightful thing to thank the Lord, to praise him and give thanks today. Let's give thanks today, even for the things we've not yet seen. Jesus, we thank you and praise you for your faithfulness and your goodness. We thank you for your promises. We thank you in advance. You be glorified. It's in your name, Jesus.